You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So to start off with, could you give an explanation of what your organisation does?
So my name's Emily and I'm a campaign manager at SAFE. We are Save Animals from Exploitation. And SAFE is New Zealand's largest animal welfare and animal rights charity. So we advocate for animal rights across the board.
So for those who may not know, could you give an explanation of what rodeo events are?
First of all, I should probably start by saying that rodeo events were only introduced in New Zealand in the 1960s, so it's a relatively new thing here in the grand scheme of things. Rodeo is essentially a brutal form of entertainment during which horses, bulls, steers and calves are used in these competitive events. So gentle-natured herd animals are subjected to intense fear, distress and injury during these rodeo events. And animals forced to participate are put into these terrifying situations where they're singled out, provoked with painful instruments and pursued and tormented in the rodeo arena. There's 8 rodeo events that occur in New Zealand and they range from bareback bronc riding, steer wrestling, team roping, rope and tie and a few other events.
So horses, bulls, steers and calves are singled out, provoked with painful instruments and pursued in family-friendly rodeo events. How come the Code of Animal Welfare overlooks this?
That's a very good question. So, yeah, rodeo events are essentially held for the entertainment of a very small minority of people and are essentially at odds with New Zealand's quite wonderful animal welfare legislation. And they are generally promoted as community-led, focused, family-friendly events. So there's a significant issue there with animals sort of being tortured in the name of entertainment and put through these extreme situations where they're terrified and provoked into bucking and thrashing around where children and young people are present. And we want to suggest that, you know, community events should not involve situations where animals are being provoked and tortured like this. So there's an issue here in that the Code of Welfare, SAFE and the New Zealand Animal Law Association took rodeo to court, High Court essentially, in 2022. And at that point in time, the court suggested that this should be dealt with within the framework of the Code of Welfare. So we understand a draft rodeo Code of Welfare was completed almost 2 years ago, but unfortunately no further steps have been taken by the National Animal Welfare Advisory Committee or our Minister for Animal Welfare. So that significant and unnecessary delay is really preventing Kiwis from having a say in this whole process around rodeo and, of course, then puts the lives of animals being subjected to the events at risk.
There is much need for revising in the Code of Welfare, as rodeo clubs which fall under it are not obliged to report deaths or injuries, as well as allowing the continuation of this event. Why is the government causing significant delay with the amended code?
You know, there's sort of significant issues with regard to conflicts of interest with the Codes of Welfare and animal welfare here in New Zealand, very, very sadly. You know, Kiwis generally like to think of ourselves as a nation of animal lovers, and we've got this robust Animal Welfare Act, which the intention of which is to protect animals from unnecessary pain and distress. So the Act itself states that any physical handling of animals must be done in a way that minimises the likelihood of unnecessary pain or distress, and rodeo practices clearly violate this. So the issue is that our Minister, Associate Minister for Animal Welfare, Andrew Hoggard, has requested that a focus is put on farmed animals at the moment. So things like the Rodeo Code of Welfare, we're actually unable to find out specifically what the holdup is, but the holdup itself is unacceptable, and these like hundreds and hundreds of animals each summer are being subjected to this trauma and catastrophic injury partly because this code has been so significantly delayed.
What, if any, changes should be made to this act to make it more viable in preventing harm to animals?
Well, it's not actually the Act, the Animal Welfare Act itself, that needs changing. That's a really good piece of legislation in New Zealand. It's kind of internationally recognised, which is wonderful for us. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, the Codes of Welfare that support it often not preventing mistreatment of animals. So here in this particular situation, we see this outdated Rodeo Code of Welfare that has been revised, but just been kept under wraps for some reason. And if the intention of the Act was being honoured, most rodeo practices are illegal under the Act. So the revised code should show that any treatment of animals should fall in line with the Act itself, the legislation of the Act, which would in turn show that most rodeo practices are illegal.
And that was Safe Organisation Campaign Manager Emily Hall speaking to us about unsafe rodeo practices. We'll be right back after a short break. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.